How about your corn? How did you harvest that?
Shuck it and put it in the grain, in the crib.
What did you do with the stalks then?
Let the cattle and horses chomp down and tie them under.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the next crop.
The corn was never cut and put into a pile?
Oh yeah, we cut and shock the corn.
Uh-huh.
Top is what we usually do, and just cut above the ears.
Uh-huh.
And shock it, and we also strip the blades off and put it down through between two stalks. And then some damp morning when we go back to tie them in the bundles.
Mm-hmm.
And stack them around the poles out side.
And you made your bundles into shocks, or?
We just drop it in between the two stalks of corn like that, till we make a bone and throw it out, and then we can go and haul them in and set a big tall post down and shock it around the post and have them up there so high you can stack it.
Uh-huh. And your shock was a great big thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be like an oak stack or something, the way it'd be.
Uh-huh.
Depend about the blades that were in strip about how big and how high it would be. And Tom mm-hmm. would have two or three stacks up 8-10 feet high.
Hmm. Did you have a place near the barn where you could put your cows if you wanted to milk them?
Right out in the cow lot.
What would you say to a cow if you wanted to stand still so you could milk her?
I'm gonna do the tail.
Would all depend on the situation, huh?
It'd be a bad name, I ought to call it out, child. Oh, you said, oh, it's all stand still.
What would you tell her if you wanted her to get her leg out of the way?
Set it back.
Uh-huh. Were there, are there farmers around here now who raise cows for milk and butter?
Very, very few. Very few. There's dairies out. Well, I don't know one close in 3 or 4 miles of here. And I wonder where it's going now. Alan Shawnee could run here, Darren. How far is it down there?
7 miles.
7 miles. That's about the closest one that I know now.
Did you have a big place around your barn, well, larger than the pens, where you could keep your stock to feed them?
No, just a cradle and a manger.
Uh-huh.
A log manger built to feed out cattle in.
Was this the biggest place? Was this the biggest fenced place around your yard? Or around your barn?
A lot there, yeah.
Uh-huh. What sort of fences did you have around your farm?
Well, we had a brush fence, and we had a wire fence, and we had a picket fence, and a rail fence.
Hmm. How was your rail fence? Like this? Or?
Taking right in.
Stake and rider, that's like this, right?
Build up and then put a cross like that to put a rail up on top.
Uh-huh. Just bottom ones like this?
Yeah.
And with a pole up.
And the ends there.
Uh-huh. You mentioned a wire fence. What sort of wire did you use?
Barbed wire and wool wire.
Mm-hmm.